This is the Puck Junk Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Puck Junk Podcast. I'm your host, Sal Berry. During the Fall 2023 Sport Card Expo in Toronto, I interviewed Marcel Dion, Dave Taylor, and Charlie Simmer, a.k.a. the Triple Crown Line. Here is that interview. Okay, glad to be joined here by the Triple Crown Line. Thank you for joining us today. So, you guys were awesome together for, what, five and a half years? What made your line so awesome?
Marcel.
Well, you get to form a line. Usually, it starts with a center. Okay? So, center. Every great line in the history of hockey, it's a center. Then you got to have wingers. Because a center usually controls the play, just like a football a quarterback. Then I was very fortunate to meet this young guy at training camp from college, Clarkson University. His name is Dave Taylor. Right from the start on the training camp, this guy's hitting everybody. We're watching him. We say, does he know what training camp is all about? Just take it easy. So I was really impressed with him. Then he got to play with me. Then I was looking for a left winger. A few guys try, it was not happening. Then I saw Charlie Simmer playing in Oakland. And I look at him skating on the ice. I remember, really, 6'3", really good-looking guy. Really good-looking guy. I said, this guy belongs in California. I mean, at the Forum. And for some reason, he didn't stay. He went back. Was it Springfield?
Springfield.
Went back. Then he was called up. I was in Detroit. And he came and played with me and Dave. I scored 4 goals. And against Rogi Vachon, my ex-roommate. Did you score in that game?
No. You never passed me the puck.
So from that point on, we started. We didn't think as a Triple Crown. I don't remember who gave us that name, but it stuck with us.
So I think we had very good chemistry together. And Marcel was right. When I first went to training camp, I was a 15th round draft choice. So I had to hit everybody to try to get noticed and tried to score in every scrimmage. But I was playing on the fourth line till about January. And then the coach, who was Ron Stewart at the time, he tried me on a line with Marcel. And I think the first game we played together, we were on the road, might have been in Pittsburgh. Marcel scored 2 goals, and that was a good thing. And that was, without question, the biggest break of my hockey career, because then I had the opportunity to play with Marcel probably for the better part of the next 9 years. And the following season, we were looking for a left winger. We had Danny Grant play with us for a while. We had Murray Wilson play with us for a while. And Bob Berry became the coach the following year. And if you ask Bob Berry, he'd say the dumbest thing I ever did was send Charlie Simmer down to Springfield at the beginning of the year. But the smartest thing I ever did was to recall him in January. And then when Charlie joined the line, that was the beginning of the Triple Crown line. And Marcel scored 4 goals that first game in Detroit. And so the rest is history.
Obviously, that game was great with 4 goals by Marcel. Is there another game that maybe stands out to the three of you that was also memorable?
Well, we don't want to talk about the All-Star game because we almost got benched by Scotty Bowman because we were... But I don't know if there's just one outside of that, that generally. I mean, I think individually, I think one of my favorite games, I was able to get 4 goals behind Billy Smith and against the Islanders. And it was it just seemed, no matter what game we were at or who had the puck, there was really no designated play. Whoever was open got the puck. And we all had different characteristics, what we did well, and obviously I couldn't play like Marcel Dion or Dave Taylor. I had to play like myself, and I had certain strengths in my game, going the front of the net, trying to get in the way of a lot of people, and mostly had to do all the defensive work too, if I remember.
Here's what I can tell you, okay? It's very simple. The sad part, it's most of the country, especially in Canada, never get to see us play. And now you can watch a hockey game at 4 o'clock in the morning, it's on. But all I can tell you, can't really honestly tell you, we were one of the greatest lines ever played the game. And what he just said, both of them, and you watch McDavid, for example, and you watch Gretzky. Well, we wanted the puck. We didn't get rid of the puck. We went for it. We played with it. That's simple. You got a stick, you got a puck, right? Watch Edmonton, what's happening to them now. Is this acceptable? Who do they blame? The coach. Who do they blame? The manager. We learned how to perform. Didn't matter who we had as a coach, we went out and played. And I tell you, it was a lot of fun.
I have a couple of special games. One, if I recall correctly, Charlie got a hat trick in Boston, and he scored the third goal into the empty net and finished. He had 49 goals in 50 games, just missed getting 50 goals in 50 games that season. And I think another game was in Buffalo where Charlie scored a goal, and it was 13 consecutive games with at least a goal, which is still a modern-day record in the National Hockey League.
It was kind of funny, as Marcel says, in today's world you can see hockey what time of day. And back then we played so far out of the norm or the hockey world, basically, until we started going back east. We didn't really know what was going on. I remember when Dave was talking about the Buffalo and that we didn't even realize there was a scoring streak alive in the NHL. So, I mean, there were certain things that you weren't really aware of it. And as Mars mentioned, we played because we loved to play it. And it really didn't matter what the scores were. I mean, obviously we wanted to win as much as we could, but it was always a matter of, we knew that if we did well, our team was going to score. And it was really a collection of three guys trying to be very successful.
What about maybe a strange game or a funny game or even something funny off the ice? Because I assume the three of you must have spent some time together away from the rink as well.
Pittsburgh?
I knew he was going to bring it up.
Do we talk about Pittsburgh or do we not talk about Pittsburgh?
It's X-rated, you know? Really?
Well, there's
what happened?
Couple Pittsburgh stories, but this one was really funny. This one was on the ice.
Yeah, my roommate was Danny Grant, and we stayed right across from the igloo. So usually we screen our calls, and for some reason, the phone rang. And so I pick up the phone, and I says, hello. He says, yeah, is this Marcel? Yeah, what's up? He says, this is Roger. If you score any goal tonight, I'm going to blow you F off head. What? He hung up, right? I said, then I tell Danny, I said, Danny, you cannot believe that. There's a guy. I'm assuming it's a crank call, but what about if it's true? So Danny gets up and he's crawling along the wall just see if he sees any sniper, right? So then the rule by thumb, he says, you got to call the coach. We call the coach. Then he called the security. So security came up, says, well, we're going to protect you. We're going to be there tonight. We're going to keep an eye on it. And he said, what are the odds? He goes, well, maybe one in a million. That's not good enough, one in a million. Well, anyway, nobody knows. Bob Berry is my coach. He says, don't tell anybody. So everybody just whatever. So then the thing started. Then everybody was, there's something wrong with me. We get on the ice in a warm-up, right? Now I'm thinking, he didn't say when he was going to kill me. So I says, what about in the warm-up? So my warm-up was always like, I take it easy, you know. And I was zooming by everybody. I says, maybe if he's trying or something's going to happen. I was bumping into guys, and they know after that there was something wrong with me. Usually the warm-up is, I don't know, 15 10, 15 minutes. I tell you, I was not there any more than 2 minutes. Get me out of there. So now the game starts. So I'm just hoping, I said, I just hope I'm not on their starting lineup. Yes, I am. I'm at the blue line. So again, that's the dilemma. It's in my head. Well, guess what? I'm at the blue line. And then suddenly I said, now he's really got me. Then I was going that way, and I was going during the national anthem, going around. And then again, just boom, go and sit on a bench. Same thing. I said, now he had me this way. Now I'm on the bench. I said, that's not good if he's right there. So Bob Berry come close to me, says, Marcel, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm with you. He says, yeah, but if he misses me, he gets you. He took off. So that went on, right? I'm bumping. Son of a gun. The puck is moving around. We got a power play. It's this and that. And the announcer, Bob Miller, says he got it. Charlie Simmer to Dave Taylor to Marcel Dion. He's going to open net. He missed. I did miss. I didn't want to score. So now we'll go back. We'll go back, play again to Marcel Dion. I guess they don't know, right? Then I just, another play. The puck is right there. Right there. I put it in. And again, I put it in. I'm 5'7½", and I could see, I said, right in the middle of the pack. Charlie is 6'3", Dave is 6'1". Now he says, he's going to get them. What a team guy, right? What a team guy. So now we go back in the dressing room. Second period. I never take penalties. For some reason, I got a penalty. Now I'm in the penalty box. I'm on the other side. I said, he's got me. It was a fun game, right? So now they never saw me. I was trying to lace up my skates. I didn't ever look for the play. Boom, it's done. Anyway, we got off the ice and this and fine and security. And then they read about it the next day. Butch Goring said, oh, fat cat. He says, that was a joke. I said, yeah, but he didn't expect, I didn't expect that. Now a few months go by. Then we go back to Pittsburgh. I kind of forgot about it. Game starts. I score the first goal. You know how the guys go in those days, right? I score the first goal. I turn around. Everybody went to the bench. That was it. And I tell you, it's not fun when you get one of these phone calls.
Any last things you want to say before we go?
No, thank you for having us. We really appreciate it and look forward to the opportunity to say hello to everyone.
It's a pleasure to be here. This is absolutely an incredible, credible show. I think it's the first time to see it like that. And it is the biggest. So we're ready to go.
Thank you for listening to the Puck Junk Podcast. As always, if you've enjoyed the show, please be sure to like and subscribe. Please rate and review our show on whatever platform you listen on. If you'd like to sponsor this show, you can purchase a t-shirt at shop.puckjunk.com. And until next time, collect what you like.
For more hockey goodness, follow us on Twitter @PuckJunk.